You know, I wanted to work, like I said, with this guy Aronofsky that I heard so much about. And when I finally met him, boom, it went like, God, he reminded me so much because his brain, you know, he's got a large Einstein brain. He reminded me of Coppola, you know, like he just knew shit that I would never know. And, you know, different, his mind worked in a different kind of way. Then I got the material and I was disappointed because it was like a wrestler and I never had no respect for that sport. And Darren also made me go to wrestling rehearsal with the wrestlers for 3 months, and I didn't want to do that. And I wasn't getting paid, you know. It was like, once I got my head out of the wrestling thing that I didn't like it, there was a camaraderie kind of built up between me and the stunt coordinator and with the wrestlers and a trust, and I let it go, my ego about, you know, boxing to wrestling, and I just went, wow, this is fun, and these guys are really nice guys, and they work as a team, and as, you know, once again, it's all about trust and doing the work. And Darren was insisting because of the low budget. We were shooting everything handheld, and we had a $5 million budget, and so it was handheld. And so he said, "You're going to have to do all your own stunts." Whew! And 3 months.
It's a brutal film.
Yeah, and then I had to put on, you know, 34 pounds of muscle, not fat. So, you know, that was 6 months that I was working on that. But I also didn't want to play the piece because it was a piece that was so close to me. You know, it was about a guy who's time had come and gone. They wanted to put out the pasture, and you know, his wife had left, and he was living in a hovel, and it was just too many similarities, you know. And then with the injuries and all the crap that came with it, just the his issues of his age and abandonment, living in shame and denial. I mean, this is a town based on envy. You know, if you were once somebody and then you're nobody, you know, they can't wait to do this shit.